You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, this is Alexi Lalas. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
I Bobby.
Let's go.
Let's go. Los Angeles. The LA edition of Prem Show.
And why are we here? We can't say nothing. Although we could if we weren't live, because this goes up the day that we're allowed to say why we're
right,
here.
Right.
But so, right now there's people watching us and we can't tell you why we live.
We're live on
why we're in LA.
We are live on Twitch in Los Angeles from our hotel room in downtown.
That's right.
LA. And we're obviously making the most. We're here with the meager resources that we have.
We are, look at this. We're just, there's no accoutrement at all to our shot. This is just us two.
Not
here.
As fancy as usual, but we're excited to be here. And we
Scooby the Goon said lots of peeps in LA today. Oh wait, you might be talking about like Craig Mitch and Poet. No, they just here. They ain't got nothing to do with us or why we're here.
I thought you were talking about Peeps the Halloween candy. I'm a huge fan.
So no, you're not. When was the last time you ate a Peep?
I mean
in its entirety
without throwing up. I don't know, Alexis.
In its entirety, I'd pay to watch you eat just a mush of marshmallow.
But we're excited to be here. Welcome to the Cooligans. Welcome to Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros. Okay. Manchester Sanders said Alexis and Christian looking for first trophy cabin in LA.
Okay. Well, it might be. You never know. It might turn up.
It ain't at their stadium.
I think it's going to be the new plot to National Treasure.
Nick Cage is going to have to find it. It's right here somewhere.
So, yes, we are in Los Angeles. We cannot say why. We'll explain all later.
Yeah, you'll know. By the time this episode goes up, you will have seen on our social media.
Yes, it's all NDAs and...
yeah, we signed documents that won't allow us to talk about
restraining orders, okay? Yeah. It's a lot of paperwork. I'm like, officer, why are you making me sign this?
Wow. And we're like, look, we signed an NDA. And everyone's like, dude, you just signed a napkin. No one wants you here. You can say whatever you want.
So we've been out here. And obviously, we just...
Anna Banana said they're in LA looking for edible bagels. Wait, are you being bagels good enough to eat?
They
or
are.
Bagels infused with weed?
Okay, yes. Because they are edible already. Yeah. I don't know
no, they're right. Not. They're horrific. And that might be the only way to eat them is if you douse them in marijuana and THC.
So, we're going to say y'all there for Christian's burrito redemption. Look, that's been sorted out. That is done and dusted.
No, it is not. He's the only person who thinks it's over.
I have been redeemed. Okay?
No,
I've been
zero redemption.
I've been welcomed back by my Mexican homies, okay?
Manchester didn't put Googled bagels. Dude, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you have to see this.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's spelled that way. It's P-A-G-E-L.
Not Pagles.
Not Pagles. Anyway, so
Stephen Jumbo Jet just put the
they're
salt.
They're paleo bagels. It's a
horrific.
It's a great invention. They're very good. Okay. So we're here doing Prem Show in Los Angeles. We're excited to be here. We just watched. If you're listening to this, apologies. I got to hold the mic. I don't have a mic stand.
We're comedians. This is the easy part of what we do.
We just finished watching Jamaica against the USA, and that ended 1-1.
A healthy draw.
Okay, solid point in CONCACAF. You know, they're not easy to come by.
A lot of Premier League folks in this match.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, Mikel Antonio with a banger of a goal.
Pulisic. Looking good as a second half sub. You've got Leon Bailey. You've got who's the kid?
Roddy Rich. Okay. Yeah, he scored in the. He was trying to score in the box. Yeah, you know how it is.
Gotta put a stick in the back. A lot of big names. Zach Steffen, obviously, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good match. Terrible pitch. Terrible tactics, but 1-1. You got to take that.
Well, the pitch didn't seem that bad.
No, it was horrific.
I've seen worse in CONCACAF, especially. All good. Anyway, So
they're gonna put the fuck is Google? We Bing around here.
Bro, you know how it is.
Yo, we Bing. Yo, we you know we the Bing boys.
So obviously a lot to cover today. Obviously it's an international break, so there's obviously not much Premier League action going on. But we're gonna be talking about some of these World Cup qualifiers. You know, and you know what that means for some of the Premier League.
And we'll talk about some of the rumors. If you got any questions or anything you want us to talk about, put it in there. If you know about some rumors or some stuff that's popped up,
that's right.
Put it in the chat. It'll give us something to talk about.
Yo, Fabrizio Romano, if you're in here, say something.
Yeah, dude, what you doing? Mm-hmm. Remember when he
raided us,
dude? That was crazy.
That was pretty crazy.
On Twitch, by the way, raid is a good thing. Like Fabrizio Romano came in with the feds.
there they are, officer.
Alexis, why are you wearing pants? I told you to not say anything.
So before we get started, I just want to a couple of things that are coming up this week for us. So we have an interview with NYCFC's Alfredo Morales. We taped that earlier today. That will be available, I believe, Thursday or Friday before the playoff game against Atlanta United. So check that out on NYCFC's YouTube channel. That's going to be really, really dope. Had a great conversation with him. Inspiring.
Intimidating
footballers we've ever gotten to interview. Really, really cool dude. So I'm glad we got to talk to him. So check that out if you are interested in hearing from him. And on Thursday, on Fubo Sports Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by Jillian Sakovitz and Susanna Collins of MLS and MLS The Call Up.
One of the most fun episodes we've done in a while.
Right. We always do every year. It's become the annual Friendsgiving episode. It's just more of that. More friendliness, more kindness that we're putting out into the world.
Right. We're good people.
Exactly. Okay. And that's that's the brand we're standing on.
You better say we're good people because that's all we're here for.
We're good people. Some might say
we're here for the accolades.
So check that out. That's going to be on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Fubo Sports Network, or you can listen to the podcast, the Cooligans podcast, that will be available on Friday. So a lot of fun shows and interviews coming up this week. Okay, so let's start with where should we begin?
We've got some stuff in the chat here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Thoughts on Slippy G as Aston Villa manager.
Hold on. This is I did not know that this was the nickname. Yeah,
Steven Gerrard was a rapper.
Because Slippy G, I'm out here. I mean, whose record is he featured on? Because I'm interested in the catalog. Slippy G, Steven Gerrard, yes, signs as a manager for Aston Villa. But you know what? Actually, the shock to me was that they let go of was Dean Smith.
Which was going to happen. Also, didn't wait that long to get a job. Dean Smith already hired.
Yeah, for Norwich.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be coaching the championship real soon.
My guy was like, y'all want me? All right, come here now, Beach 89. Thank you so much for hitting the follow button. Yeah, I think when you look at, you want to talk about Steven Gerrard, not Dean Smith, them getting rid of Dean Smith.
I was a little, given how well Aston Villa played last season. And
that was last season. They're in 16th place right now.
And that the money that they got for selling Jack Grealish, you would have thought that they would have given Dean Smith another window to maybe bring in a player that he would have wanted and use that money to help, you know, strengthen the team. But apparently things are a little bit dire, or there's more of a concern than
things are a little Eric Dyer.
Okay. All
right. You know the vibes here.
Right.
They got a collaboration. Lil Wayne got a collaboration. With
Slippy G.
Slippy G. Yo, Slippy G. Mixtape Slippy G is so much better than album Slippy G. But yeah, dude, they're in 16th, so they need something. Now, I don't know if you saw this. I think it was about Aston Villa, but they were talking, the fans were saying that Steven Gerrard should come to the Premier League for Aston Villa because Aston Villa is a bigger team. It's a bigger club than Rangers. And I believe it's like the president of Rangers or somebody big at Rangers said Rangers could fit all of Aston Villa in their pocket. That's how big of a club they are. Fam, you do not mess with the Scottish.
Look, he had a great, obviously a great run, winning titles with Rangers.
But he's also just shown, first of all, great morals, right? Mm-hmm. He stood by his player who's being racially harassed.
Abused, yeah.
Racially abused. Also, just a great style of football. This is kind of what you want to see. You want to see players passing to each other and quick movements and high scoring. He did that at Rangers.
I'm interested in his, I don't know, his coaching style. Look, at Rangers, it clearly worked. And he does seem like a manager, like a player's manager. But I'll be honest, like, there's nothing about Steven Gerrard that I like. It's hard to say.
Jesus. I mean, wow.
I'm sure he's a decent man. Not really. I'm not putting into question his character. But honestly, this is my experience with Steven Gerrard was getting to see him play for LA Galaxy at Yankee Stadium. And nothing. I was like wildly unimpressed. Not only did he not play well, but it also seemed like he didn't really want to be there. And maybe that's true or not.
In LA Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, of course. But you can't rate
I can't, but I am.
A legend on that.
I'm like taking away his history. And look, he was a great player and blah, blah, blah. But there's something about his, like, I don't know. I don't see how, if I was playing for him, I'd be surprised that he could motivate me to want to play better.
I mean, look what he did with Rangers.
That's why I'm surprised.
193 games. He had 125 wins, 42 draws, 26 losses. That's a 64.8% win rate. Which is, by the way, the win rate of Arsenal this season.
It's also Scotland. I mean, let's not.
Thank you for the follow, RPR the second. Yes, it's also Scotland. But yo, you got to play well. You can't just be the manager of Rangers and expect it to go well. By the way, people are asking Zidane should be the manager of United. And I think it was Barry Aguna said Zidane would manage San Marino before he manages Man United.
And Banana said, is that the NYCFC or Everton fan bias coming out of Christian? It's not. It isn't biased. It was my observation.
Thank you. A quarter is damn nice.
Let's go. A quarter is damn nice.
Yeah,
okay?
It is. It's not that bad. By the way, I'm pretty sure it means marijuana. By the way. And also, we're just keeping this title forever. Whatever's happening, you guys are finding us. Zidane's wife said, hell no to United. Yeah, she's like, can we move them to somewhere warm? Is that possible? Although, come on. I mean, Madrid's not the warmest. I don't think you could judge him for the fact that he took over Rangers and like they kind of should win, because I think Celtic is still kind of the powerhouse right now. Even though they're not playing well, they kind of still have, you know, over the last few years, a bit more of the momentum, especially as Rangers had a sort of come back up from the fourth tier. But when you look at what his record is, when you look at what he stood for, when you look at how the players played for him, I think, hey, Jimmy Conrad.
With a rate of 38.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Alexis Guerreros.
My name is Christian Polanco.
We are the Cooligans. I think you already know that. Again, for those of you listening to this as a podcast, thank you, Blue Light, for hitting the follow button. You're wondering, why did we say that again? Because Jimmy Conrad just rated us with 38 of his best friends.
Monty said, what's up? I'm running Jimmy's Twitch and rated y'all. Look, see, Jimmy would never do it. It had to be Monty.
Thank you, Monty, for
actually believing in us.
Thank you, I Taco Squid, for hitting the follow button. I mean, people listening must think we make this up. To quote Ty from AFTV, Gerard, you're a disgrace, and I hope you get relegated. Wow. Yo, Ty is on.
Yeah, me and Ty really see eye to eye. Okay?
Yo, Ty also is not taking no shit no more. What's up? Let's see. Monty put the ha ha ha. Again, everybody, check out Jimmy Conrad. Absolutely hilarious. Streams every single day. He's streaming from the bathroom. Everywhere.
I'm like, we don't need that camera there, Jimmy. Okay. Damn. Why do we need the toilet cam?
Yeah. Michael says, yes, he lads. G's a call. Sure. Christian agrees. Here's what I think. I think Steven Gerrard's going to do really, really well. And this is sort of one of those things where, like, what the player has to go earn their stripes somewhere before they come in the Premier League. I think you're at Rangers. You could have waited at Rangers. You proved you were good. I think you could have waited there for another year or two, and you would have gotten a bigger club as an opportunity. I don't know that running to Aston Villa right now with them at 16th place is the right move, but you know, maybe you could build a career there. You know,
I don't think this is a bad move for him, and I don't think it's a bad time. We all know what job he wants. He's like
Everton.
He wants the Everton job. Look, he is chomping at the bit, waiting for Jurgen Klopp to slippy G up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's his lifelong job. But we see, you know, legendary former players for clubs don't always make the best fit. We see Frank Lampard
over at Chelsea, who did okay for a season.
But the pressure is almost a little bit, you're judged a little bit differently.
It's also not good when you're in sixth place, get fired, a different guy comes in, and then wins everything.
And then you're just absolutely
chill. Champions League? This guy's winning Champions League? Damn.
With the same exact lineup?
Very important. Hannah Banana said, Frank Lampard is looking for a less tit City job.
Yes. Okay. Look, for everybody who just rated, there's gonna be some boob puns. All right. And it's honestly not gonna be coming from us. All right.
No one will be enjoying them more than me.
Correct. Add Ollie to that list, Christian. Is Ollie the same? Okay. Maybe we can ask this question. As far as the equivalency of legendary players, is Frank Lampard? Is Ollie as significant to Manchester United as Lampard was to Chelsea?
That's a really tough question.
Same thing with Gerrard.
Out of all three, are they equally as important and legendary wise?
Yeah.
The reason I'm going to say no, and I know Ole Gunnar Solskjaer scored the goal that got them the treble in 99. I understand how important that is. Look, Manchester United saying absolutely. But here's why I'm going to say no. Lampard stands kind of alone. For the most part, maybe a little John Terry in there, maybe Didier Drogba, but Frank Lampard stands alone for Chelsea. Steven Gerrard was with Liverpool while they were kind of mediocre for a long time. Didn't win anything with them, you know?
Right.
And he was like your stalwart. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is one of the guys from an era. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it feels. Like he's one of the dudes from an era that had a bunch of really big names.
There was a lot of stars. Yeah, Monty just said, Ollie was a super sub at best, which is saying quite a bit.
Monty.
Monty coming in flames.
Damn. I hope you got the AC on because that hot take just changed the weather over here. But yeah, I mean, when you look at Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he stands for something because of the goals he scored, not because of the player he was. Yeah. So at the end of the day, no, but this also isn't going to ruin his legacy, is this bad run. And look, I thought it would, but from talking to Flex and all these other Manchester United fans, they're just like, we want him gone because he isn't working out, but we still love you. You know, Arsenal fans are not, we don't feel that way. You know, we're like, we want you gone because we want you gone, dog.
We don't use the word love around here.
We're going to forget you existed.
Okay, we're big men. We don't have feelings.
Here's a feeling. I feel like you need to go.
Manjazan said, let's narrow it down. Who was more important for England? Lampshade or Slippy? Okay, I love this. See, because this is the insider, like the history of like jokes you would make at school with your friends that we didn't get to experience.
No, because my friends were like, "Who the hell is Frank Lampard?" Dude?
So Lampshade, you love to see it.
Slippy G, of course. Hey, thank you so much, Danny Satch.
Evening, chaps. Late to the show. Much love. Thank you, Danny Satch. We very much appreciate the cheers. Skulls beats them both.
Very much so. I would say Skulls beats them both. You know what? Speaking of a Manchester United legend, it's looking like Cristiano Ronaldo may not be busy in the winter of 2022.
Yeah, might have a little extended vacation.
You know? Okay. Maybe sometime, first time chat, Josh Allen, 6 touchdowns this weekend.
I love that.
Thank you. Come here now, Beach.
That's right. This is the NFL show.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate it.
Speaking of NFL, soccer.
There's a guy on the Indianapolis coast that I just saw on TikTok that is a Arsenal fan.
Oh.
Isaac something. If somebody can remember his name. I was thinking of getting Fubo to reach out to him.
Maybe we should have him on the show.
If you know any NFL players that are fans of soccer or football, as you may say, let us know.
Okay. Boyd Martin said no Ronaldo in the NFL as well. maybe he could call a match, call a game in the NFL. Yeah, look, Portugal got booted out of the top of their group,
right?
By Serbia, by a late Mitrovic goal.
That's right.
Which feels like he plays with a cigarette in his mouth, doesn't it?
Mitrovic, currently in the championship, right, with Fulham. He is out there thriving, and but no, I mean he is now it was fascinating because after the game, obviously he's like a hero in Serbia, but getting that goal that sends him to the World Cup. After the match, he went to celebrate in the locker room, and then came back out to celebrate with the supporters that stayed.
Right.
And he came out with no pants.
He had his underwear.
He just came out in underwear and he was partying.
Holding the flag, which feels like it goes against the flag's rules. The flag's like, I need two pieces of fabric between me and your jong. You know what I mean? Phil Foden throws touchdowns. What is happening?
I love it.
Allen's winning 6 Super Bowls. All right, is Josh Allen in the chat? Whatchamacallit?
Josh Allen's burner.
Damn. You bored, Josh, from throwing all those touchdowns. You got nothing to do today. Whatchamacallit? Phil Foden sends late night you up texts.
Okay.
To who? Stephen Jumbo just said, and he ate a whole pizza pie by himself.
Oh, Mitrovic.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's right. Did he?
Yeah. Okay. I did not know that. Boardman said, how many Ballon d'Ors does Josh Allen have, though? Okay.
Come here now, Beach. Has gone on the same page as us. He says, do we like Netherlands to win the World Cup?
No, we do not like the Netherlands to win the World Cup. Because we got,
a lot of other.
Louis Van Gaal is manager.
From a golf cart. Did you see this?
Yeah, he hurt himself.
Yeah, he messed up his hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
in training, I think. Or where did he... I forgot where he got injured.
It was probably during the MMA fight he does. Oh, okay. He does during the week.
I thought he was, you know, plowing Mrs. Van.
Bro. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know how it is when you get older. You still have needs, you know?
Yo, my hips ain't right, but these balls
are. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is probably about the 6th hour of filming that we have done today. It is getting out of hand. Okay.
How long have we been going? Do we even know how long this podcast is right now? South Dakota Goth said, Mitro goal sends them to the World Cup, but then got a yellow card. For taking your shirt off. What happened? For taking your shirt off and suspended for the first World Cup match. That's the perfect Mitrovic. Leave Ms. Van Hall out of it. She doesn't need a reminder.
Oh, boy.
Why do y'all listen to this?
Welcome, Jimmy Conrad viewers.
That's what I'm going to say. Is this anything like what Jimmy Conrad talks about?
Pretty much. You know, he's just chatting up with Heath Pierce about what LVG's doing in the bedroom.
Van Hall slamming it from behind into his wife. She doesn't need a reminder. That's so great.
Anyway, so we don't think Netherlands is going to be very successful. They have not qualified yet, but I think they have. Do they have a game left, or are they in the playoff? Where are we at?
I believe they're in third.
Let's take a quick look at some of these these tables.
I think I have it pulled up here.
Okay, I have.
We should have all this.
Okay, I see it right now. All right. Damn, there's so many damn groups.
There's so many damn teams. Netherlands in top of their group.
Okay, but they haven't automatically qualified yet.
No, 23 points with a goal differential of 25, and I know you're thinking that's impressive. Let's look at their group: Turkey, Norway, and then here we go: Montenegro, Latvia, and sitting at negative 39 goal differential.
It's a joke.
A rock. It's Gibraltar. It's literally a rock.
How many? How many games are left in this? I think they did qualify.
Wait a minute. Scotland might be able to qualify. They're in second place, so they go to the playoffs.
Yet. Maybe they didn't yet. How many games are in this round? This is the first round.
Dude, San Marino's goal differential is minus 45. Jesus.
Bay Raguna said Louis Van Gaal sponsored by Blue Chew. Netherlands have qualified. Yes. Okay. So they have qualified. Yeah. They're 10 matches in the first round. So they're the first place winner in each group automatically qualifies. And then the second place in each group has to go to the playoff, which has 12 teams. And I believe only three move forward. So the teams that are going to be in the playoff are Portugal, Sweden, Italy, Ukraine, Wales, Scotland, Turkey, Russia, Poland, and North Macedonia, which is that's a huge opportunity.
That's not easy for any of those teams because it's, again, a playoff situation, you know?
Right.
Come here now. Beach said, are you telling me the FIFA World Cup Twitter account lied to me? No.
Okay.
We're not throwing shade on anyone. You know what I mean? The only one who gets it is Mrs. Thank you, KDO.
K-Dog.
K-Dog 44. Okay. I literally was going to say KDOG. Macedonia turning into a decent team. North Macedonia to you. two teams come from the UEFA Nations League. Which two teams are coming from the UEFA Nations League? I guess England, right? Because they won.
I don't know. I mean, I think...
Why are they doing this?
Teams in... Oh, as far as in the playoff? Oh, okay. Now I get it. That made it into the playoff.
Crimson Pizza said, I'm late, but who makes the World Cup? Zlatan or Ronaldo? Huh. Let's look at where Sweden is.
Obviously
Sweden is in second place, so they're going to the playoff. They're behind Spain, sitting on 15 points.
Well, no, okay. So they haven't finished the first round for every
group. No. So there's still matches.
Right. So anything could technically, but Sweden has two matches remaining. And that group B still has two matches remaining. So it
how?
Is
they
possible.
Have 8 games played.
It's 10.
So Portugal can still go above Serbia then?
No, Portugal is...
They've only played 8.
Oh, wait. So wait, why have some teams, some countries played 10 games and some played only 8? That's strange.
What's happening?
Anybody got an answer? Yeah, because I see England played 10.
No, some groups have 5 teams. Yeah, Serbia, Portugal, Ireland,
right.
Luxembourg, Azerbaijan. So then Sweden is locked in because they have 5. They are the best winners of their group in the Nations League. They haven't qualified through the normal means. Huh?
Oh, people keep saying it's so complicated. Some groups have an extra team. Okay, so this isn't not... The playoffs are not like set in stone, I assume.
No, the only teams... The only groups are F and G. H, I... Why there's so many? And J that have 6. So the bottom half... So the people with 5 are already set. Serbia going in, Portugal in the playoff. Spain going in, Sweden in the playoff. Switzerland going in, Italy in the playoff. So that means Northern Ireland, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Kazakhstan, Bosnia, Finland, Kosovo, Georgia, Greece, okay. Luxembourg, Azerbaijan, and Ireland all did not qualify.
Right. So, and Sports Card Director says direct qualification ends today. So this is set.
Okay, the Cooligans present Hooked on Fun.
We're learning, folks.
Bro, Bosnia, where there's a will, there's a way, my Jing.
Okay. But look, obviously, let's talk about the biggest surprises, I guess, would be Portugal and really Italy, right? That are in the playoff.
Well, Italy went how many matches without losing? They still haven't lost in any of this, but they have 4 draws and 4 wins. So it's not enough points to get them to the top, whereas Switzerland has 5 wins and 3 draws. So again, you know, here's Italy not losing a match and still can't qualify. That just goes to show the supreme difficulty of qualifying through this. Danny Satch said the 2 best group winners from the 2020-2021 UEFA Nations League overall ranking that have neither qualified directly as group winners or entered the playoffs already
group runners up. So they get put into this playoff.
So even if you bombed out in this, you still get to go to the playoffs because of how you finish the UEFA Nations League.
You're right. If you're not, or obviously, yeah, if you're so not if you one of the out. Teams, yeah, if yeah. you didn't do well, but you did well in Nations League, you would have an opportunity to.
Okay. So who would that be?
Yeah. I don't think we know yet. Right. Nobody does anyone know?
No. Yeah. UEFA Nations League, Italy won the Euro. They should just auto qualify. Seems weird if the World Cup doesn't have the best Euro team, says Board Martin. So this is why my point is
Wales possibly would be one of the teams that would qualify for the playoffs.
So here's my point. we should get rid of the Euros and get rid of Gold Cup, Copa America, all that, and just do the UEFA Nations League. And whoever wins that gets this. They get to qualify for the World Cup playoffs, even if they don't do it through the normal group.
So get rid of the regional tournaments.
Get rid of the big regional tournaments. We don't need the Euros. It's old.
I mean, they're still fun to watch, especially the Euros.
So is Nations League. If there was no Euros, Nations League would have as much weight. It would carry as much weight, especially knowing you're going to get a chance to go directly into the World Cup.
I mean, really, the Nations League is more of a replacement
for friendlies.
For friendlies.
But who? So we don't need the rest of it. Yo, especially if we're going to go to World Cup every 2 years. Which, by the way, if you ask Ronaldo, I bet you he says he wants it now.
Sports Card Direct said, we need the Euros. Danny Sy said, we love the Euros. Okay. Yeah.
Who cares? You know what? You can call the Nations League tournament the Euros for that period. Yeah. Every region has the Nations League. We're all doing the Nations League at the same time. So we don't have to worry about who wins Gold Cup, who wins Copa America, who wins Euros. Forget these stupid marketing terms. Everybody, it's Nations League. Who wins Nations League? The next year, World Cup. Next year, Nations League. Next year, World Cup.
All right. I mean, look,
let's do a World Cup every year.
I don't think it's necessarily, it's different than what we're used to, but I don't think what you're suggesting is bad per se.
It's not different than what we're used to. It's just a different name.
It'll still lead to entertaining games, and it's still a, proper tournaments. As far as the
Alexis supports a World Cup every 2 years, but doesn't want the Euros. That's right, Morton Martin. I say we replace it with UEFA Nations League. Keep Alexis away from FIFA. Oh, for so many more reasons than this. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, it's an idea. He put it out there. Now it's on the internet to decide if they like
it. If I joined FIFA, right, mm-hmm. how quickly do you think I'd get a bribe?
If
I joined FIFA today, when do you think I'd get my first bribe offer?
But join FIFA at what?
Like at a high level.
What do you,
I run
the bathroom attendant? What are you doing? Yeah.
I'm like, you want some mint? It's going to be $5. I think, you know what I mean?
$5 and, a penalty call against England. Yeah, okay?
Right? I think none of us want those three lines to get in there, right? I think you need one more paper towel. Sir, money just fell out of this paper towel. But how quickly do you think I would get a bribe?
Okay, the chat is already saying on your drive into the office. South Dakota got at 5 minutes. If Bor Martin thinks 2 minutes.
Immediately with your World Cup every year idea.
Danny Satch, I believe, just bribed you there. With the cheer. Look at this.
I'll take the 100 cheer right there.
Yeah, instead of subscribing and, cheers, all these Twitch terms, bribe us.
Yeah. We should be handing little envelopes under the table. That's our cheers. How much of a bribe to reinstate the Euros, says Sports Card Direct. And Manja Sanders said, if FIFA wasn't already corrupt, Alexis joins, LOL. Venmo would be popping on Alexis's phone, said Bay Area Gunner.
They could track this? What?
Yo, go Cash App. I got people in Switzerland using Cash App.
Bro, get me Ethereum or something.
We need the trap. Yo, just buy my sock as an NFT. FIFA's headquarters in Newark. Stephen Jumbo Jack. Alexis on trial from where he got all these gully bucks from. Said Boy Martin. We Cash App gang out here, son.
Let's go.
I think I would be offered a bribe first day before lunch. And I think I would accept it before end of day.
Yes. I mean, I don't look. How long will it take you to read that text and reply?
Yeah. The answer is yes. I didn't send the whole thing yet. There's still three dots. Oh. I said the answer is yes.
Okay. So the teams that we mentioned, Portugal, Italy, we have a funny story about Portugal in particular, because we're in Los Angeles. We were riding in an Uber yesterday, and our driver was Serbian.
But like 75, 80 years old?
He wasn't.
No, he was, dude. He had a gray beard. I saw his eyes. You couldn't see him. You were sitting behind him.
You can't tell how old white people are, Alexis. I think you have a problem, bro.
This guy was 75, 80, could have been 16. It was one of the two. The
dude was like, I mean, maybe in his 50s.
No, no, no. Dude was older. Had to be minimum I'm willing to accept, 64. That's the minimum I'm willing to accept.
he was significantly younger than that.
Dude, he was old. And we asked him, he said something. Oh, we talked about we were talking about Emil Smith Rowe. So let's look. We've got some Europeans in the chat. Emil Smith Rowe got called up to the England squad.
Yes.
And they asked him about it. And he said, the first thing he did was run downstairs.
South Dakota got to, Alexis is white blind.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, all I see is the devil. No, so dumb. So dumb. Why do you people listen to the show? How many of the people from Jimmy Conrad's stream are still here? So I said, Emil Smith Rowe said, the first thing he did was run downstairs and tell his mom. And I said, yo. In the Instagram post, I put, yo, why is he still living with his mom? That's the real question.
Yeah.
And yo, the replies to my comment are like, what's the problem with that? Why you got a problem with that? What are you talking about? What's so wrong about that? He's only 20 years old. And I'm like, he's a pro player. He's an athlete. This guy's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And he's living at home in his childhood bedroom. Doesn't he want to bring home a sneaky link? You know what I mean? Okay. You know, a stinky link, as Van Hall calls it.
Yep. That's what he calls her. So anyway, we're in a hotel room in Los Angeles. <It's okay. laughs> So so Alexis out here making himself laugh to the point he can't.
As soon as I thought, I was like, don't do it. And I still did it. Oh, there's two people. There's two. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So I was like, yo, this dude should be living by himself or with a roommate. You know what I mean? Paolo Minnesota said, it's the hardest I've heard y'all ever laugh. Someone Godspeed Alexis. Hell, chill, Bay Area. Bite your tongue. So I got roasted. I was telling Christian this story, and out of nowhere, the Serbian driver, I'm not going to do his accent, but man, remember, old man, he goes, so? Maybe he has a cool mom, you know, maybe his moms are different, yeah. You know, and he got like very defensive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you know, if I brought home someone at 2 a.m, you know, I think my mom would be upset, you know? And he's like, my mom would make me food, you know, sit down, I'll feed you. I was like, my mom would beat the shit out of me and whoever I brought with me. And he's like, well, some moms are different. You know, some moms are cool or whatever. He got like very defensive, right?
But he got very like, almost like the very traditional. Like, this is what mothers are supposed. You're supposed to.
Yeah. He's like, moms are supposed to cook for you when you come home, regardless of the time.
Yeah. He's like, don't you want to come home to a meal?
Yeah. And I was like, yo, you got money. You could seamless. I'm like, what are we talking about here? He could learn to cook for himself. And he was like, I mean, he's a man. You know, that's kind of how he was reacting. Why would you say that about him? He's a man. So long story short, I was like, dude, where are you from? And he was like, Serbia. I was like, hey, top of your group. You guys are going to the World Cup. And he's like, yeah. Fuck Portugal.
Did not expect that at all. I'm like, bro,
Yo, we didn't ask. What are your thoughts on Portugal?
Yeah, not a fan of Portugal. But
stinky.
But a huge result for Serbia, and the Serbians are quite happy out in Los Angeles. So, Bay Aguna said, put him on mom swap and let him get the chances at the chanclas at 2 a.m. Yo, yeah.
Could you imagine a Latin mom? You show up at 2 a.m. It don't matter if you bought the house. It don't matter nothing. First of all, you ruin her plans the next day. Oh my God.
Danny Sy said, Anthony Joshua, obviously the boxer, famously lived at home for a long time. Can't argue with him. Yeah,
that's why he lost. That's why he sucks as a boxer.
He's staying with mom too much, okay?
Unless his mom is Mike Tyson. That ain't helping him out.
So, look, I don't know if it's a more European thing. I don't know if it's a, you know, it's not, obviously, it isn't a, like, saving money thing.
No. I think it's culturally, it's okay in Europe to be at home well into your 20s, I guess.
Like, until you get married?
Yeah, which, you know, for Latino families kind of want you to do that, but I think the American culture is to just...
The American culture is, like, you get out 18. Of the house... Open a bank account, get a credit card. Why don't you have a mortgage at 21 and a half?
You need to have debt by the time you're 19 just to start building your credit.
Yeah. Our culture has made it so that, you know, basically taking on debt, buying a house, doing all these things are part of like the American dream. Like you're kind of a loser if you're 22 still living with your mom. But
which is the point I was trying to make. Like someone who's 20 years old, a pro athlete living at home, we would think that person has a problem.
Yeah. In America, 100%. Yeah.
We would think they have an inability to live on their own, you know?
You don't know how to make bagels? They're very simple. Yeah, yeah.
You cut open your lab experiment and there's your bagel. Joshua got KO'd by the biggest Mexican who exists, which by the way, that was that Andy Diaz, right?
Ruiz?
Andy Ruiz. When he won was my first ever episode of HQ, which is the trivia app I was hosting. It was the first ever HQ Sports. It was the day after Andy Ruiz won. And all I got was Andy Ruiz, Andy Ruiz, Andy Ruiz in the comments. Because what? I guess there can only be one fat Latino.
Only one at a time. Okay.
Man just ended up with AJ moved out in the spur of the moment.
Damn.
Tottenham.
Is he a Tottenham supporter?
I don't know. It was at the Tottenham Stadium, so maybe.
What? Yeah.
Anthony, maybe that's just like one of the biggest stadiums.
Do we know who Anthony Joshua supports?
United. He might be a United fan, actually.
Feels like he might be a United fan, yeah.
Bay Area Gruner said, most men actually leave the house around the time their first kid is born and never come back. We were talking about my dad. look, there's a quota limit. Graphic mess. Man, some of y'all are just saying, you're replying to it. There's a lot of callbacks. In Mexico, everyone pretty much stays home until they get married, at least where my family's from. Yeah, no, in Latin America, I get that. But that's also, it's a little different. It's a little bit more difficult to get an apartment or a house in Latin America.
I think we understand it culturally, but I think what Alexis was surprised at was that he is a superstar athlete making millions of dollars.
He's a starter in Arsenal and living with his mom.
So that to him is, you know, that is what makes you.
Granted, if he was 17, I'd understand. I'd be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this kid shouldn't have an apartment. 18, 19. Brother. All right.
Time to spread those wings.
You better start looking. You better be real estate pamphlets in your locker.
Bro, you know what I mean? You on Zillow or what? Yeah,
I mean, should we hit up Street Easy together as opposed to taking extra free kicks? 20?
You're supposed to buy your mom a house, not live in her house.
Yeah, I know, dog. If you buy her house and you let her live in your house, that's different.
That is different.
That's different.
Mm, okay.
But you at mom's house? Anyway, fuck Portugal. What's the whole point of
Danny
that?
Danny Sass said, Andy Ruiz, post-fight, he has said, quote, mom, we don't have to struggle anymore. I love that moment. Yeah, that was cool.
That's great. No, I'm not saying you cut your mom off from your life. I'm saying you move on. Let her live a life too. You know she ain't trying to bring home a stinky leg.
It's going to be the title of this episode. South Dakota God said AJ is a Watford supporter.
There you go.
Interesting. Okay.
So that means, wait a minute. So Anthony Joshua likes Jay Demerit, if you're following along, who made fun of you when Watford beat Everton 5-2. Mm-hmm. You are my co-host. That's my link to Anthony Joshua.
Okay, we're doing some 6 degrees of Emilio Estevez over here. All right, that's a callback to a joke from the watch along. Some most people won't get.
You gotta have been one of the 12 people who watched the 70 minutes of that match.
So I wanted to bring this up. This is from Derek Ray. You guys remember Derek Ray from? He's an announcer, and you hear him on FIFA all the time. Mm-hmm. But he went on a Twitter on a rant Anyway, on the Derek Gray Twitter rant. Anyway, I'm just trying to make this fun, you know, because it's just words, you know. So he goes, Derek Gray says, many will disagree, but until things change, I will argue that UEFA, I'm going to make his voice evil in this, that UEFA is and has been underrepresented at the World Cup. Just look at the likely makeup and quality of the 12 in the playoffs and consider that only 3 will be in Qatar. Compare and contrast with some other parts of the world. So, if you're not aware, UEFA gets 13 spots in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Out of, 32 teams.
Yes. So, a third.
Yes. That's cool. That is
more
quite
than
a bit.
Third, really, yeah.
Africa. The continent of Africa gets 5. South America gets 4, and then a playoff that's possibly, you know, the Oceanic, you know, whatever. So 4, possibly 5. CONCACAF gets 3, possibly 4. Is that it?
CONMEBOL. You didn't say CONMEBOL.
I said South America.
Okay.
Right. So that's all of them.
Yeah.
And Asia. Asia gets Asia gets
3.
Three. And there's a lot of countries in Asia.
Yeah.
So for this complaint, especially the many will disagree, but
Crimson Pizza said he said European rights.
Oh, wait, at least it shows some unity between the European countries, because history has not suggested that.
So he wants to undo the Brexit.
but the idea of just a statement of that UEFA is underrepresented. I mean, you really got to be going. That is quite a stretch to say it's underrepresented when you get the most in your region.
He's saying we should get even more.
Right. Because who? So, yes, Portugal, Italy, Sweden. Yeah, they might miss it, right? And potentially those might be the 3 that qualify.
So basically what he's saying is get rid of promotion and relegation. Essentially the same thing. Because even though your team may be good,
yeah,
you could be the 21st best team in all of England, which has hundreds of teams, mm-hmm. and you're not allowed to stay in the top flight? Well, that's not fair. We should open up more positions.
Crimson Pizza said, it's not our fault they got small-ass countries. Yeah, like, you guys wanted to be, like, mad tribal.
Y'all merge your countries. Bosnia and Herzegovina could do it. Trinidad and Tobago could do it.
Yo, what? It's not even, let's not even merge the countries. Let's just collab.
Yeah.
All right? Let's, you know, millennial fight it. All right?
Germany x Italy? Which one of y'all? I mean, none of y'all winning that.
All right. You did have a partnership that didn't work out too great.
First of all, yeah. Let's just say we need to have those meetings in public, okay? You're not allowed.
We're not trying to get these countries canceled, right? But that statement of underrepresentation is screams.
Thank you, Danny Sash.
Screams this, like, I don't, who is missing that doesn't deserve to really be there? Like, yeah, there is a playoff. There are, so 10 already made it through and 3 more are going. I mean,
you're getting your 13. Look, Danny Satch said it's a bullshit argument. Who hasn't enjoyed FC Sheriff Tiraspol? Which is true. First mm-hmm. of all, anytime gun runners get a chance to start a club and they get into the Champions League, I'm for it. But that idea of, like, one will cut through, and think about how much those players will be legends and how much they'll inspire the next generation of World Cup players. And then there's the other side of the argument, which is, well, let's just let everybody in.
Right.
If it's called the World Cup, why not just let everybody in?
Right. And it was, we're eventually going to get to a 48 team World Cup, and there are going to be more spots probably for UEFA countries.
And it will be every 2 years.
Right. And but this complaint is like, there's no real, like, out of the teams that have already qualified, it all makes sense. But the teams that are in the playoff.
Let's say Portugal makes it to the playoff, doesn't get through, doesn't qualify for the World Cup. Derek Gray is saying, it's a shame. We should allow them in. I'm saying you weren't good enough to get in.
Yeah.
So why you deserve to be in? If you ain't good enough to beat the teams that are above you, if you're not good enough to beat the Spains or the Serbias, then maybe you don't deserve to be in it.
That's true. Look, we just experienced the United States missing the World Cup when we thought we took it for granted. Mm-hmm. And we got to fit. Why shouldn't Portugal? Why shouldn't Sweden? Why shouldn't Italy have to experience that or experience that again. That's how it works. We never thought it would happen in our lifetime. Right.
And look how important and special it makes it when teams like Iceland break through. And when these other teams kind of squeak in, look how important that is. Look how important it is for their country. Look how important it is for everyone else. If it's just an open door, yo, let more people in because I think we're better, then you're not really going to have, it's not going to be that high of a standard.
Yeah, I love, we mentioned the collab, the country collab, and people saying France and Belgium could be
Fralgium?
Fralgium 2026. They are going to say ice germs.
Germlins.
bro, these are good. Yeah, these are good. Yeah, mine just handed said Serbia and Montenegro used to be joined. Yeah, look, there's a lot of issues.
You guys love fighting.
Fight, yeah, look, a lot of history of fighting. Hopefully it's calmed down and sorted out. Soccer is not really the main priority when it comes to just the health and well-being of citizens of all these European countries. But when it comes to representation in global football, Europe is well represented. I cannot get to this point.
How many more positions do you want if you're Europe? You've got 13 already.
I don't know. And say there's going to be more, and then we add more UEFA ones. I mean, look, yeah, it'd be nice to see Ireland in the World Cup again. It'd be nice to see, Greece, I guess.
Scotland.
I mean, there's a couple other countries that we would like to see, but
Fratelli is
Kazakhstan. I don't know what you're gonna be doing.
Yo, Liechtenstein. You know what? We might not need you for this one. You know what I mean?
So that's just like you got a lot of work to do to catch up. So
Gibraltar,
you know, and because as soon as you say the word underrepresented, and then you look at some of the other countries,
right?
Again, Africa has 5 spots for a lot of countries. There's more countries in that confederation than UEFA, and they have less spots. And then then the argument becomes, and this is what Derek Ray said, that the quality in UEFA is too high to leave these teams out. When
it just doesn't make sense.
Not high enough because they can't qualify.
Manjus Sandhu said it: earn it or go home. Just that simple.
Right. And this is why there was already that pushback about a 48-team World Cup. And we're going to see more trash teams in a World Cup. And that it is what it is. And it'll be a little bit easier to get through some of these rounds. But then, you know, seeing these results, San Marino losing to England 10-0.
Sand gland.
It's almost like sans gland, without gland.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but the, yes, Stephen Jummer just said 48-team World Cup is just a joke.
Let everybody in. What is it, 120? How many countries are there?
the fact, like, you know, seeing those results, France against, I forgot who France played that they absolutely demolished, 9-0 or something like that. San Marino losing 10-0 to England. And then people, they poo-poo CONCACAF and some of the other regions of like how hard it is to qualify. There's no easy game.
No.
Other
than San Marino.
I'm saying in CONCACAF, there's no easy game. We just saw US Jamaica. On paper, the US should dominate, but they did not. So that's how these games go sometimes. So that's the frustrating thing, because as soon as you say the word underrepresented, then you're saying that other regions are more represented.
Right.
And other countries, people in other countries are like, Derek, what are you talking about?
Or not even overrepresented. It's like, well, you have to take those spots away from somebody. Who?
Yeah.
Who? You already got the most. Who?
Yeah. And look, the World Cup is...
And you know why there's so many good teams? Because there are great teams already in Europe. So other teams have to be better at developing. Other nations have to be better at playing this game. That's why you've built up better teams, better countries. But now... everybody's gotten better. So you just have to continuously get better in order to qualify because you're in a tough region already.
And also, and I think that the point that Derek's thread doesn't really capture is that is the purpose of the World Cup. The purpose of the World Cup is not simply
that money for Coca-Cola money.
Well, it is money driven, but the purpose of the World Cup is really the annual opportunity to expand the game so that more people in the world can see it, get involved, play it, you know, start academies. And so,
you said annual. I know you didn't mean that, but now I'm thinking annual World Cup.
And, but I mean, every four, any, annual, meaning it happens every sort of specific, not every year. Annual doesn't mean every year.
Quarter annually?
I think it's annual just means the next time
means
it happens.
Once per year.
I think you're wrong. I think it's any,
look, if
whatever.
Anyone's wrong here, it's probably
whatever right, the amount of, if it's 4 years, then it's annually, it's every 4 years. I think that's how it works, but I could be wrong.
No,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't feel right.
Anyway, but it is that opportunity to.
Danny Satch disagrees with you, says, nope, it's to determine the best team in the world. The best teams qualify regardless.
Yes.
Bay Area, you're going to put FIFA Super Bowl.
Well, so, okay. So if you do that, if you say it's simply to find out who the best team is, we know that the quality and level of competition is highest in Europe. So you could just say the Euros are determine who the best team is. Sort of. You could sort of say that. But so
the only reason it doesn't is because of Brazil and Argentina.
Right. And I'm not agreeing with the fact that I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying that the other purpose of the World Cup is to sell the game. You have to get more people involved all over the world so that, yes, everybody makes money. The business of the game
right,
grows. So you need more representation. This is why the World Cup was in South Africa. We'll say the bribes and whatever, but it did help the game grow in that region. You mm-hmm. cannot deny that. And that is the purpose of it. This is why you don't hold the World Cup in the same country every single time, because you want a new opportunity. Like, oh,
you want someone else to see it.
Right. That is right. The World Cup is to the opportunity to sell the game to a new people who are growing.
Because honestly,
up
if it was just about money, they would host it in the U.S. every year. Because I think to this day, the 1994 World Cup is the highest earning World Cup in the history of World Cups.
Right.
Think about that. 1994.
Bob Martin said it introduced the Vuvuzela. That's right.
Yeah.
So we got to
again. You should have watched the watch along to hear our thoughts on the Vuvuzela.
And Bob, is that Bob Dope just put a money?
Yeah, somebody? You know, it's that guap.
Look, I'm not denying the fact about the money, but when you talk about.
That's what I'm here for. Give me that Coca-Cola money.
But when you talk about getting more countries involved and adding more teams to a World Cup, then it's not becoming about who is the best team.
Quadrennial is every 4 years. Graphic mess. Thank you.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
Quadrennial. She could have made that up, boy. I'm not looking that up. It was about finding the best team, then it should be a league season format and not a knockout tournament. If it was about finding the best team, Crimson Pizza said that. Although they have let Qatar into the finals, have they let Qatar into the finals? Well, they're hosting, so I don't think it matters. They automatically get a slot in the World Cup.
Right, right. Okay.
Man, what a...
Let me get off my soapbox.
I think we did it. That's it, right?
About to fight with Derek Ray. But yeah, we've been going on for about an hour here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate everybody on Twitch. The Twitcheteros crushing it in the chat.
You guys are the absolute best.
The boo puns, the slippy G's.
the Louis Van Gaal stuff today broke me.
We had a good time today. So yeah, we are in Los Angeles. We cannot say why we're here, but we will say very, very soon. So stay tuned to all our socials. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all socials. Shout out to everybody again for helping us get to 25K.
Shout out to Danny Satch today who came in heavy.
Okay, throwing coins everywhere.
Like the Brits love to do. Get foldable money, folks. Have a wonderful night, y'all. We absolutely love you. Shouts to all the regulars. South Dakota Goth said, love your Arsenal channel, Alexis. Thank you very much, South Dakota Goth. That means a lot to me. New videos are coming this week. Shouts to everybody who's been in the chat. Manja Sandu, Crimson Pizza, everybody, the whole gang.
Hannah Banana,
killing it. She brings back the boo puns every time, and I absolutely love it. So shout out to everybody who's hanging out with us. Again, don't forget, if you are listening to this podcast, you can check us out on Twitch, eldwitch.com, or you could just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Every week we are here, even if we're in Los Angeles.
Right. Every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. We were 3 p.m. Pacific this time around. But come through. It's always a lot of fun when we do these. And I'm glad we got a mobile setup, so we didn't have to skip getting on Twitch this week. So this is
which is why
fun.
You don't see a lot of fancy stuff around right, us. Right, but whatever, we're here. That's all that matters.
We'll sort it out. So y'all the absolute best. Thanks so much for tuning in. a reminder, this week, especially on Thursday, tune in to the Cooligans on Football Sports Network. We're going to be joined by Jillian Sakovic and Susanna Collins of MLS and MLS The Call-Up, a great, great podcast as well. We do we did our Friendsgiving episode. That was super fun. We have a great interview with Alfredo Morales of NYCFC in preparation for the playoff match against Atlanta United this Sunday. That's going to be on NYCFC's YouTube channel. So check that out. And that's it.
That's it. It's going to be fun.
Fun week.
Exclamation point outro. You already know how we do this.
Okay.
Let's get that going. Put some exclamation point outros in there. People are asking if we're going to do a weed run. Nah, we don't really smoke. It's not really our thing.
We do not. No. I mean, from time to time, you know, if it's, you know, if it's in my way, if it's impeding me getting to some location, I guess, I guess I'll do it.
Isn't that fun? COVID shot number 4 coming in April. Mark my words. I'll take one right now, dude. I do not care. Boost me all the way up, my G. I want to live. So you already know, exclamation point outro. And let's do that right now. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. My name is Alexis Guerrero.
My name is Christian Polanco.
Together, what are we, huh?
The
Cool.